Im Wald, eine Kulturgeschichte. Der Podcast zur gleichnamigen
In the Forest, a cultural history. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to the exhibition of the same name at the National Museum Zurich.
Worum geht es in der Ausstellung Im Wald, eine Kulturgeschichte und worum
What are the exhibition and the podcast about? Regula Moser and Pascal Mayo, both curators at the Swiss National Museum, are about to tell you.
Wir lesen fast täglich in der Zeitung von Waldzerstörung, von Wald.
Just about every day we get to read about the destruction of forests and forest fires in the newspapers. We read about the deforestation of the Amazon. We are alarmed and well aware of what the destruction of forest means for the climate, for global warming. That was the reason for putting on this exhibition. Since we are a museum of cultural history and not a natural history museum, we highlight a wide range of aspects in the exhibition, from forest use to forest destruction to forest protection.
Ein wichtiger Teil davon ist auch die Darstellung des Waldes.
An important part of this refers to the representation of the forest, that is, how the forest is described in art and literature, which also reflects how we understand nature. As industrialization progressed, artists devoted ever more attention to the forest theme, turning the forest into a place of longing, a depicting it.
Wir sprechen auch von Menschen, von Personen, von Persönlichkeiten, die sich dem Schutz des Waldes
We also tell stories of people, of individuals, of personalities who dedicated themselves to the protection of the forest. We begin as early as the 19th century. Here we tell the story of Johann Wilhelm Kortz, the first federal chief forester in Switzerland. We also tell the story of Paul Sarrazin, the founder of the idea of a national park, and continue in the late 20th century to Bruno Manser, who set out for Indonesia to protect the rainforest and above all its inhabitants.
Und in der Kunst passiert etwas ganz Ähnliches. Josef Beuys, der schon 1920
Something very similar happened in art, for example, in the case of Josef Beuys, who, as early as 1972, called for the forest to be saved.
Wir zeigen Beispiele von heute, wie das
We show present-day examples of how to act, as for instance, Nobel laureate Wangari Maathai, who has planted countless trees in Kenya. We also refer to the Crowther Lab at the ETH Zurich, an ecological research department which is looking into the question of the extent of reforestation required to save the climate.
Im Wald, eine Kulturgeschichte, die Ausstellung im Schweizer
In the Forest, a cultural history. On show at the National Museum Zurich from the 18th of March until the 17th of July 2022. This podcast is available in and beyond the exhibition on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever good podcasts are obtainable, as well as on the website of the Swiss National Museum. The podcast In the Forest, a Cultural History, is a production of Podcast Lab, www.podcastlab.ch.